Hello, this is Christina Milosevic, digital marketing coach, your host today. And today it's a new episode of KSM Podcast, Growing Business Online with Christina. And I'm so pleasured today to have my special guest speaker, Lubo, far away from Sydney, Australia. And Lubo, welcome to the new episode of KSM Podcast.
Oh, hello everyone, and thank you, Christina, for inviting me and having me on your show. Good morning, evening, and good day to everyone around the world.
And yeah, I'm so honored, and it's a pleasure having you today. And you know that KSM Podcast is so dedicated to entrepreneurs who wanted to build their online presence and spread the word internationally about their business. And Lubo, can you tell us a little bit for our listeners who you are? I mentioned that you're based in Australia and what you do.
Look, I think I have like different probably faces or different roles, but I'm a founder of Remo Staff, and Remo Staff is a staff leasing company. What we're doing, so we bring time, money, and freedom to business entrepreneurs, and we're giving jobs to experts in emerging countries. So this is like my business and what I'm doing today. But I'm doing a lot of networking. I just came from one network breakfast today. I'm going to have another networking lunch today. So I'm trying to connect people and help them promote their service and get a better life.
Oh, this is fantastic. And you know, I know that you do some kind of outsourcing and with VAs, virtual assistants, and also with your in your REM staff. But can you share with us a little bit what was your background, maybe for our listeners just to know, and I will have a little few questions about your business later
Oh,
today.
okay. Well, my personal background, I was born in Moldova. I'm half Ukrainian, half Romanian. Studied in Russia, spent a lot of time in Russia. Working in big companies like Mars, Burger King, different ventures of Rocket Internet. Have like a big roles like as a director of operations, having like a 1500 people under me, but have moved to Australia 8 years ago, or like eight and a half years ago. We were looking to find a safer place for our family where we can grow our kids. So I'm already like 8.5 years in Sydney, this is our new home right now. It's our new house, and even when we are going to some trips, when we're coming back to Australia, like we are feeling this is our home right now.
Happy with your new home, with your new home in Australia, you know, and your business. And you're so experienced. I can see that you work with many big corporation and travel around the world, let's say. And you're so experienced in marketing, or like in a way to work that job.
Yes, and I'll say probably not as much in marketing. I will say like I'm positioning myself as an outsourcing expert or operational efficiency expert, because all my life I used to work in different type of operations. Could be supply chain, could be fulfillment, could be call centers, and I was again learning a lot of systems, even from Mars, how to implement lean initiatives, Kaizen initiatives. Again, I have implemented a lot of similar initiatives in Burger King when I was a country manager in Russia, like expanding new restaurants, new fast foods across the country. And as well, like I used to work in Lamoda. It's a Rocket Internet venture when we were growing from 0 to, I think, $1 million sales per day in 18 months. So it was quite a journey. Everywhere I'm trying to implement a lot of optimizations, systemizing, and efficiencies that can help businesses growing. And again, it could be something that is applicable for big companies. It definitely could be applicable for smaller businesses as well nowadays, because we have a lot of technology to be able to implement this.
That's fantastic. And I have many times when I host my guest speakers, and what the question I really like, what triggered you to start your business? What are you doing now? Remstaff, for example. What you shared about background, but also what triggered you? What was the time when you decided to start and you say, okay, this is my journey. I wanted to found and start with my new business in Australia with Remstaff and move forward in my personal as entrepreneur journey, entrepreneurial journey.
Good question, Christina. So again, like it's like with my experience in operations and bringing a lot of efficiency to many businesses, we always had in mind to have my own business and as well to share this experience from efficiency and outsourcing that was available for big companies to smaller and smaller businesses, to smaller entrepreneurs. And during COVID time, like one day when I was working as a GM and actually as the COO in another company, so what I found that some of our customer service agents that were based in the Philippines, they were leaving. And for me, this was like quite a challenge because when I get like a new customer service agents, then it means that I need to do like a new training. So my efficiency and productivity is getting down because I need to train those people and they are becoming a bit of like a coming to their curve of learning and productivity in some period of time. And I was wondering like why you're leaving. And what I found at the agencies that were providing those agents to us, a BPO company, they were taking a lot of money and people were leaving and say, well, how come? I'm paying quite a lot of this company. But what I found that that company was taking a big cut and the poor experts in those emerging countries didn't get much in their pockets and they were not able to maintain their family. So this way they're leaving and I'm saying, well, I don't like this situation. And I had a discussion with the company, the BPO company, but ultimately I think this was a triggering my decision that I want to do my own company that is providing outsourcing services, but I want to do it differently. And the differentiation is in, I think number one, so we are giving jobs to experts in emerging countries and fair pay to them so they can live the right life and they can support their families. So this is our number one mission. Number two is we are helping business entrepreneurs, whatever in Australia, UK, or in the US, to get more time and freedom to spend with their families. And because of my operational experience in the past, I am able to so I was able to create, and our thing is that I will be able to create my operation in this way that our margins will be as low as possible, and we will be able to give back to those experts in emerging countries as much as possible. So those are like a few things of triggering me to say, well, I already have experience, I have the knowledge, and now I want to create my own company to give jobs, and I want to offer this service to smaller businesses, and I can make it lean and efficient.
And I think now that you're feeling, that your fulfillment is better than before, especially from my experience with my guest speakers, they felt that some of them just wanted to move from corporate job, or as you said, to have much more time for your family, as you do as well for your family or your kids and other. And can you share with us, you triggered me to ask you, when you mentioned to merge companies and customers, however, in UK, in Australia, and overseas maybe, to have much more time to spend with your kids. How do you do that? What can you share with us? What would be the way, like when you work with them or share your expertise and knowledge to do it? Because, you know, just imagine we all like to work less and earn more, you know.
Yeah, good question. And Christina, I do have like a plenty of examples how we are helping entrepreneurs to get
Just share
back
with us for
their.
our listeners. Maybe that will be specifically or for them
So
to hear
so
that.
we have like a one lady. So she has her business that is selling rugs, and so she was selling online. But then. So she was like a, getting like a good traction and a lot of sales, but she has 2 kids and she need to spend time with kids. But when her business are getting more inquiries, so she need to spend time and replying to customers' requests, where is my order, or to upload new products. So instead of like spending time with her family, so she was doing a lot of routine, and she came to us and said, "Can you help?" And then yes, we have provided an expert that can manage customer service, can manage working with Australia Post, with a fulfillment partner to make sure that everything is dispatched in time. And when she get like a new product, so they were uploading in Shopify or in Magento. So this is where this lady get back her time to spend with her kids, with her family. Why the work? That was done on behind the scene. So she was paying like just one third of the salary if she would have hired someone in Australia. So this is just one example. But another we have like a, we have a distributor of tiles and bathrooms here in Australia. And they met with us at an online retailer here in Sydney, and they never believed that they can give away some of their jobs, and it's a family business. They were doing like her parents and the ladies that in her 20s was doing a lot of work, probably working, I don't know, like from 6 a.m. until whatever 8 or 9 p.m. Doing everything herself. And oh, I need to have a helper that will manage my customer service or my inquiries. Oh, then they in 2 weeks' time they came back to us. Well, actually, it's working. Now, can you give me a salesperson that will be doing B2B sales and working with other stores that are selling tiles and bathrooms? Yeah, let us try. And we found like this person that, oh, this is working as well. And this is how we are helping those business owners to expand. So they're increasing their businesses and they're getting back the time, not only to spend with their families, but as well to think about some strategical topics, to think how to develop their business and not to do their routines themselves. Yes, it's.
It's very interesting strategy for people who, and Lubo, can you share with us who do you work mostly with? Women, or men, or just, you know, female entrepreneurs, male entrepreneurs? Just it's like there are those questions that just came from your story, you know, and because it's just for our listeners maybe. And who do you, in terms of remote stuff, is it okay? Who do you wanted to connect, for example, you know, in terms in this podcast today for our listeners who will listen all around the world? Are you merging? Is going to be two questions. Who do you work with mostly? And the other one, you spread the word all around the globe. In terms to work with you know, to spread your business, and who do you mostly, who is your mostly your audience, target groups for to connect and develop that business?
Yeah, Christine, it's a fair question and similar like you. So you are in online business. So I came from online business as well. So from those from Europe, like if you're familiar with Zalando, so I used to work for with the sister companies of Zalando in Australia, in Russia, in Southeast Asia, in Middle East. So I know a lot of e-commerce and what need to be optimized in e-commerce space, probably not from the marketing side, but from back-end operations. And probably a lot like 70% of our clients are somehow related to online business. They're selling something online where they need to have someone to work on the backside of the business to do like a lot of support functions. So this is the type of businesses that we would love to help. And again, when you need to expand and whatever, you can sell tiles, you can sell rugs, you can sell fashion, or you can send like we have like a lot of beauty clients that are selling a lot of cosmetics online. So again, when you are meeting, doing some kind of strategic relationships, then we can provide stuff that can work on your backend and do a lot of support functions. In terms of audience and gender, I will say that like 80% of our staff members are women and ladies that are living in the Philippines or in other countries. They have families, they're working from home, they have sometimes kids, sometimes they don't have kids, but we are giving them an opportunity to work from home, not to go to office. And our clientele, apparently, especially in the small and medium business, are as well women entrepreneurs. They're, as I mentioned, like they're running like some online stores, or I have like a bookkeeper, an accounting company as well. They're running their businesses, and they, when we are trying to match a person, a woman with a woman, this is working really well. For a bookkeeper, for example, so this is a lady, and she actually she's a, with disability, so she's like a moving in a wheelchair, but she's running her business, and she said, "Can you find me a virtual assistant that will be able to do a lot of support?" Because she knows that we are giving some jobs to people with disabilities in other countries, and I'll give like just an example. So sometimes people are looking for a perfect English speaking person, and this could be especially for customer service. So this is clear. But again, like someone could be working in a wheelchair and be a perfect English speaker, or maybe a graphic designer. You may not need to have a perfect English, but he's doing a really perfect graphics. And this is where she was asking us. So it's, her name is Grace, and she was asking, "Can you find me a virtual assistant that maybe have a disability that I want to give her or to him a job?" So we actually we find a lady that she, I mean, she doesn't have a disability, but she has a kid that with disability, and we're able to find someone that is having a kid with disability. So now that talking the same language, like, and this lady, she's working from home. She's taking care about her kid with disability, but she's helping from overseas remotely another business entrepreneur, a lady, that needs her support. And this is like the match that we've done, and the bonding between staff, the cultural feeds that we are doing between experts from overseas with the business owners. This is our primary task, to find the right expert to someone.
Yeah, and this is really fantastic, and congratulations, and merging that, like to connect many things in one space to help people to get income, to earn money, and to connect with disabled people. So there are many opportunities working with you. Is that correct? To help. And do you want it to what are what how many countries you are present in the moment, let's say, or you wanted to spread like Eastern Europe, Southeast, or Europe, or any kind of any place in the world because of online work?
I think this is the future of the workspace that is going to happen. That I think in coming years and in coming decades, people will be not be linked with their own country, and where they can offer a lot of service and support working remotely. In terms of our clientele, of course, majority of our clients is that we are supporting businesses or business owners that are located in English-speaking world. So in the US, in Canada, in the UK, in Australia, Singapore. like a few clients in New Zealand, and those are usually the countries where you have a quite wealthy country with a good income, but as well with talent shortage. So for a lot of business owners, is one, it's not easy to find the talent in that country. Second, you might not have enough, because if your business is just growing or you're starting your business, you might not able to pay to someone, I don't know, like 60K, £60,000 in UK, or maybe I don't know, like $100,000 in US, because this is where someone even after university will say, well, I want to have like 100K, I want to have like 80K. But if you think about all the taxes, all the you need to provide a laptop, you need to provide an office space, it's easily coming as the $100,000 for a business owner to keep such kind of employee. So those are where our clients are based. And then they're thinking, well, maybe instead of hiring someone to work for me in the US, and especially when they found during COVID, oh, like maybe I don't need to go to office, and then I can hire someone. I'm based in Texas, but I can hire someone from Denver or from Cincinnati. Or again, like a thing about UK, well, you can be you're based in London, but you can hire remotely someone from Edinburgh. Then what is the difference if you hire an expert from Manila, from Jakarta, from Kuala Lumpur, or from, let's say, like in the past, we have provided from Ukraine or from Moldova or Romania, but you need to pay to this person not $100,000 or like $80,000, but you need to pay like just one third, and he will be doing the same work. So this is a solution that we are trying to bring to those business owners, and maybe so they have like a immediately cost savings instead of paying 100,000 or 80,000 or 70,000, they can hire three experts from us, and they can triple their sales, or they can hire only one and have 70% of savings that they can put in marketing, for example. That you can help them with marketing or with advertisement or maybe with product development. So this is how we are helping them grow. In terms of where our experts are based, for majority of our clients that are looking for customer service or they need to have a perfect English, of course, they are based in the Philippines, because in the Philippines you have English as a second language, and majority of people that they so their English is much better than my English. When people ask me, well, what is the speed of the internet? Well, the internet in the Philippines is better than a lot of businesses in Australia nowadays. When we have some specific requests, so we find some Mandarin and English bilingual experts in Malaysia, or we find some developers in Sri Lanka or in Pakistan. We used to give a lot of jobs to people in Ukraine and Russia. Nowadays, this is quite challenging, but we still have like experts in Eastern Europe and in South America as well.
It's fantastic, I like it. I want to ask you, in terms of when someone work internationally, it doesn't matter where this person comes from. Do you think that that person could be paid on international level, as you mentioned, in terms of earnings, and it doesn't matter where this is there it's that person is in Philippines or in Malaysia or in UK or in US. What do you think? Does that person need to pay as any kind that work in UK or international market?
I think it's this is working in a bit of different way. So there is cost of living, and what is the cost of living in US, in UK, or in Australia? It's depending of your salary, but as well like how much you need to pay for a house or to rent a house, or what is the your weekly f expenses for food or to rent something. So the cost of living in other countries is different, and this is where when you hire someone in the Philippines is of course you do not need to pay the same salaries you have in Australia. This is why we are providing those experts and business owners, they're getting cost savings. But of course you're not able to hire someone at $3 or $5 if you think to have like a good expert. So this is where we are doing a differentiation where we provide a fair, by fair, I mean like probably above the local level in that country, in the whatever it could be in Philippines or in Romania or in Moldova. They have an opportunity to work for an international company and they have an opportunity to expand their knowledge as well. And usually they're working quite well, and you will not believe that those. Those experts nowadays in those countries, they sometimes they know much more about different AI tools that some business owners that are based in US or in Australia, because business owners, they're busy with their business, and those experts already, oh, they know how to do video editing, they know how to work with Adobe, they know how to do whatever, like even podcast editing. They know how to use Xero or QuickBooks depending on whatever software you're using for your accounting or bookkeeping. And especially because they probably have done this for one company, for another company, for another company, they have experience with different tools and software that they can bring a lot of ideas that, again, a medium or a small business owner might not even consider it. And in terms of payments, this is what we are taking care about everything. So when we hire someone and we have some clients that they may have, let's say, 20 people in customer service in the Philippines, but they may have some graphic designers in Malaysia, or they may have like a software developer in Sri Lanka, and maybe a salesperson in Pakistan. So we will manage everything together, and we will then one invoice with all the hours to for the client, and we will manage all the international exchange rate and payments to all those experts in those countries. So this is our responsibility. This is how we manage and to make sure that those guys are receiving payments twice per month.
That's fantastic. I have many questions for you, and I think that we will create a new episode to speak to the other questions, many, many things. But today, what before we ramp up our call today, what I wanted to ask you to tell us a little bit about your podcast and also how our listeners can connect with you. But all details about your business and your website and social media pages, I will put below this episode.
Yes, thank you for asking, Christina. So for those ones that can see us, you can see that I'm easily changing my background from one background to another background. And this is a Better Scope podcast. I have my own podcast, and the Better Scope is a platform where I'm bringing different entrepreneurs that they can share where they have found their Better Scope, how they're helping others. And it's where listeners can come and find something that they can implement in their life to be better, to achieve some better results, or to find a better goal in their life. So this is about BetterScope.
Yeah, and I was a guest speaker. So thank you so much for inviting me. It's a pleasure talking to you and be a part of your Better Scope podcast. And share with us how listeners and all people, all entrepreneurs and who wanted to start business or who are in business or who need something, what you offer, what you do, how they can connect with you. What is the best way to connect with you and your company?
Yeah, so if you go into remostaff.com, so you can find everything what we are doing. If you want to get in touch with me, again, you can search me as Lyubomir Kuchuk on LinkedIn, or just send me an email, Lyubo, it's Lyubo at remostaff with double F dot com, or give me a call. It's 0439-008-107 if you're in Australia, or at +61 if you're calling from overseas. And happy to maybe to tell you more about outsourcing, or to explain how we are helping others, or even if you have never tried to use a virtual or remote staff, you are afraid, and I can just like spend like 30 minutes with you and just give you some advice and maybe support in your business.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And we will talk about a new episode about networking. We have a lot to speak, but sometimes, podcasting is quite a bit 25, 30 minutes because listeners, they don't have time to listen too much. This podcast episode is going to be on Apple, on Spotify, on Amazon, or Google Podcast, on, Podchaser, FeedSpot, and other. And you know that this podcast has been selected in top 20 in home growing business online. So I'm super happy with that. And in 2024, it's still on place 7. So I'm super happy for that. Lyubo, thank you so much for being my special guest, for having you today as my special guest speaker. I'm so honored to host you today.
Thank you very much, Christina, for inviting. And it was my pleasure to be on your podcast. And I really enjoyed the discussion with you. And happy to support everyone that needs to find something more about remote stuff.
So just listeners, don't forget to connect with Lyubo, remote staff, go there. You will have all information below this podcast audio. And see you very soon. And take care and bye for now.
Bye-bye.